2 Timothy chapter 4, starting with verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Cretans for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. And Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I have left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. At my first offense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I have left in Miletus, sick. Do your utmost to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, as well as Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
Thank you, Peter. This morning we looked at the last chapter of John's Gospel and the first chapter of Acts, and we focused on three main principles, three main issues. They're in regards to the restoration of Peter publicly and having the exhortation to shepherd and to feed, and then following the Lord. This is an individual thing that Peter had to hear directly from the Lord when his eyes were focused on another. And then finally, we looked at the commission given in Acts with evangelism, that they were left here to go to tell everyone everywhere. There was no restriction who could hear this wonderful message. The parting words of the Lord Jesus were found there. And we are going to look at some parting words now of the Apostle Paul. This letter that he writes to 2 Timothy, is he only wrote to three individuals. And Timothy, he wrote twice to him, once to Titus and once to Philemon. So it's personal. It's very personal to Timothy, and we often think of Timothy as his son in the faith. And Paul is writing by the Spirit of God what is really his last letter. There were other times when he was incarcerated, and I like, for my own sake, I use the expression EPCP. And that way I remember the first four letters he wrote when he was incarcerated. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon. EPCP. And that way you can remember. Those four letters he wrote at the end of the book of Acts when he was incarcerated the first time. And those are wonderful letters. And in those letters he never asks for prayer that he be delivered from prison. But he was under house arrest, and in those settings he declared the kingdom of God for 2 years. Wonderful opportunity in Rome. Now it's approximately 5 years later. And Nero's hand reaches out, that Nero, the great persecutor of the church, that evil man, and he has Paul once again arrested. And he's back in Rome, and he's writing this last letter to Timothy. And these are his, what became his parting words, his parting words. And there's much in this last chapter, some of which is very practical, but I'd like to give a few highlights. The emphasis on the Word of God. When the Lord Jesus told Peter to feed my lambs, it was with the Word of God. We emphasize that. And here we find that same theme by the apostle. Preach the Word. We can preach on a lot of different subjects. We can tell stories, give personal accounts, and all of these may have some value. However, there is nothing like the Word of God. Because it is the Word of God that the Spirit of God uses to bring about faith. Faith comes by hearing, and that hearing is the Word of God. So Paul exhorts. This is a strong exhortation, as we're going to look at verse 1. Very strong. This isn't something optional. Preach the Word. And then we're going to see further on, this being watchful. We need to be watchful. We're in a day of spiritual wickedness, and we recognize it's getting darker and darker as the days move forward, and we need to be watchful and being prayerful. Then we find in verse 7 this thought of the battle. Paul is expressing his own experience and the point he has reached. He has fought the good fight. He has finished the course. He has kept the faith. And this is a banner put up for you and I. This is how we want to be able to look at our lives after years, perhaps the Lord leaves us here. We want to be able to look back and be able to say these same things. We want to end well, not just start well and continue well, but we want to end well. And Paul talked about, he talked about in verse 5, doing the work of an evangelist, just like the Lord said, starting in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth, you are my witnesses. And Paul's telling Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. Maybe we could express a little more what that means when we look at those portions. Further on, Paul talks about being delivered from the mouth of the lion. And he speaks about the deliverance in verse 17. I'm jumping quite ahead. And then finally, at the end there in verse 18, he speaks about preservation. And it's all in the Lord's hands. Our lives are like clay in the potter's hand. And it's all in his hands. And we can trust him. He knows the end from the beginning. Paul grew to completely trust in the Lord. And we know that he actually never was delivered from this incarceration. We believe that it was shortly after this that Nero had his way with him and he became a martyr. But the confidence he expresses here, he leaves with us all. Regardless of the circumstances we may face, trials, tribulations, loss, sadness, even so, we can say, the Lord is our deliverer, the Lord is our preserver, and we know that he will bring about what he has promised and for each of us to one day bring us into his presence. There's also some very practical instruction throughout this chapter regarding individuals that we might want to look at. So may the Lord help us as we consider this speaking, starting with preaching the word.